My public art tour guides are Borough Librarian Tara Alcock, staffer Barb Steltz, and board member Ann Hurt. Steltz and Hurt serve on the committee that selected the artists. We start at the circulation desk. A curved overhead wall will be home to a work called Tidal River by Susan Christensen.
It's a 3D piece of fabric, so it will have movement just by the air.
And I think it hangs about, 18 inches away from the wall?
Right.
So airflow, wind, people
yes.
opening the door on a windy day?
All of that will impact it.
Mm-hmm.
Another stop is a small conference room with a high ceiling and a view to the outside. It will be home to a painting by Pia Riley. Steltz says the art committee is figuring out the details.
We're working with Pia as to a location. We've got some constraints in this room, and she had one idea, and the art committee loved that, but also had another idea. So we're still working on that with her as to where exactly it's going to go and its size, and also the composition as well.
If it goes here, will it go the full height?
I don't think probably the full height, but we're still working on that. What we liked about this wall is that there'd be able to be seen from the outside with these big, beautiful windows opposite, and then it'll be almost a piece of public art, more public art that way too.
The 8 artworks were chosen from among 20 proposals, including some from Anchorage and Washington State. Library board member Ann Hurt says the selection panel had a number of criteria.
We were looking for pieces that represented Petersburg and the spaces. And of course, price is always a consideration because we had a limited budget to work with. The budget was $50,000 for the artwork for the whole place.
Many public construction projects require a certain amount of money to be set aside for art or architectural highlights. Borough librarian Tara Alcock says that wasn't the case here.
It comes from local donors.
So there's no percent for art program here?
There's not. Our funding sources did not mandate the 1% for art.
But you still wanted art.
Yeah, I think ever since we first began planning the library, that's been clearly a priority of the folks that have been in at the table every time we've ever talked about it. So, it seemed like it's important to follow through with that.
One of the selected artists is Ross Nanook III. He's making a pair of Tlingit War canoe paddles.
One will have a salmon on it, and one will have a wolf. One will be in red cedar, and one will be in yellow cedar. They'll be full-size paddles that could be used if anybody wanted to.
They'll be hand-carved using traditional Tlingit tools. Copper and abalone are part of the plan.
They're all my own design. Anything I do original design work of my own. I try not to copy anybody and just work with whatever I feel comes to me at the time.
The paddles will be hung in a lounge area with comfortable seats flanking a propane fireplace. Alcock says a print of a Tlingit War canoe will hang nearby.
Okay. It's a piece that's hung in the old library in the children's area forever. So people might remember seeing it. We're having it cleaned up a little and framed.
A piece with a different tradition will hang nearby, a large Norwegian rosemald plate by Polly Kieneman. Steltz says the children's room on the other side of the library will have 2 paintings, one by Dora Solson.
In the section that's kind of sectioned off for the older elementary schools, above the shelving, there's about a 2.5-foot wall space up high, and Doris is going to paint a large squid, coming with a very big eye because we loved how the squids have the biggest eye of any creature. And so we just thought, being for a little bit older kids, that they would love something really big like that.
Another work selected for the library is a triptych or 3-panel painting by Beth Floor. Yet another is a stained glass work by Polly Lee and Debbie McMahon. And there's also a large painted mural by Joe Vicnicki. Yes, our Joe Vicnicki. It'll take a while for all to be completed and installed, but you can see them in place later this year. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Petersburg.